Psalm 119, verses 129 through 144. Pei and Sadi. Pei. Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. Look thou upon me, and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of waters run down mine eyes, because they keep not thy law. Tzadi. Righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments. Thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. My zeal hath consumed me, because mine enemies have forgotten thy words. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. I am small and despised, yet do not I forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. Can you see the heart and spirit of David? How he longed for the words and ways of God in every area of his life and being. How he loved and longed for God's righteousness to reign in him and give no place to sin and the enemy. Is this your heart? Is this your desire? Or are you still playing with certain sins and justifying worldliness in the flesh in your life? Is the Word of God your absolute final authority in all things in your life? Or is it just one of many things you consult until you make the final decision of how you will do things? Remember, if you are going to claim the name of Jesus Christ as your Lord, then He, as the King of Kings, is calling us to become kings and priests. We are to be like David, people who were nobodies in the world, but anointed to be kings in the Lord's kingdom. But if we're to become kings like David in God's kingdom, then we are to be men and women under the absolute authority and headship of the King of Kings, Jesus Christ. And our hearts and spirits and souls should delight in His commandments, His laws, His testimonies, His statutes, His judgments, and His words. For His words are spirit, and they are life. And the entrance of His words giveth light. His words give understanding unto the simple. So let us be like David and open our mouths and long for His commandments. For His testimonies are wonderful, just like He is. So let us keep them with all our soul. May the Lord make His face to shine upon us and teach us His statutes by His Spirit of truth, so that as we continue in His Word of truth, our steps can be ordered in His Word, and no sin or iniquity will have dominion over us. O God, have mercy upon us, upon all who love Your name, and have mercy upon those who do not keep Your law. For You are righteous, O Lord. All Your judgments are true and upright, no matter what man may say. Your testimonies are righteous and very faithful. Oh, how our Lord Jesus' zeal consumed him, because the people of God became his enemies, because they forgot his words, and took that which was supposed to be holy and made it profane. God, have mercy. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. I am small and despised, yet do not I forget thy precepts. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. Let us know and understand that only the righteousness of Christ shall stand forever, and that the law of Christ shall stand as eternal truth. No matter what laws and ideas people make and follow, the things that they think are right will come to nothing, because only the righteousness of God's testimonies is everlasting. And only through his words can we receive understanding and live. For the entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. And thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Psalm 119, verses 129 through 144. Pei and Sadi.